Zulfikar Babar took a 5-wicket haul to bowl Pakistan to a 356-run win over Australia in the second and final test in Abu Dhabi, clinching a 2-0 series win in the process. Left-arm spinner Babar returned 5 for 120 as Australia were bowled out for 246 in their second innings. They'd been set a victory target of 603 and were unable to bat through the day with 6 wickets in hand to salvage a draw. Steve Smith made 97 and Mitchell Marsh 47 to help their side reach lunch on 238 for 5. After the break, they lost their last 5 wickets for just 9 runs as Pakistan claimed a first Test series win over Australia for 20 years. Bangladesh made a strong start to the second Test against Zimbabwe in Khulna as half-centuries from Tamim Iqbal and Mamadullah guided them to stumps on day one on 193 for 3. Iqbal made 74 not out in 250 balls and Mamadullah 56 and 152 as the home side batted patiently to build a solid platform. Tinash Panyangara picked up a brace of wickets for the tourists who are 1-0 down in the 3-match series following a 3-wicket defeat in Mirpur. Yesterday, centuries from openers Shikhar Dhawan and Ajinkya Rahane and then 4 wickets from Ishant Sharma helped India thrash Sri Lanka by 169 runs in the first one-day international in Cuttack. An outstanding all-round performance from the hosts began with a bat as Dhawan and Rahane put on 231 together. Suresh Raina marked his 200th ODI with a quick-fire 52 and India closed on a ground record score of 363 for 5. Sri Lanka's opening pair of Upal Taranga and Tilakaraini Dilshan put on 31 together, but that ended up as the highest partnership the tourists could manage. Ishant Sharma took 4 wickets as Sri Lanka were bowled out for 194. Former England captain Paul Collingwood will rejoin Scotland and work as part of their coaching staff during next year's World Cup in Australia and New Zealand. Collingwood and ex-Scotland international Craig Wright were joint head coaches as Scotland qualified for the event by winning the qualifier in New Zealand in February. Scotland has subsequently hired Grant Bradburn as head coach, while Collingwood worked with England's 2020 side as a coach before guiding Durham to victory in the Royal London One Day Cup as a player earlier this year.